I don't know about you, but I cannot look at that video of the SUV plowing into the parade crowd in Waukesha anymore. And aren't you kind of sickened to hear about this Daryl Brooks guy, the suspect in the incident? He's been charged with crimes 10 times since 1999, and there's much more troubling news about him. And that's why we've asked attorney at County Law, Karen Conti, to join us this morning. Karen, looking at his record and some of these charges fairly recent, should he have even been on the street at all, let alone driving?
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is a problem. You know, our system is good, but people like this fall in the cracks. And, you know, we've got a system where prosecutors are overworked, the jails are crowded, and so there's this rush to get people through the system. There's a Speedy Trial Act, and part of the reason that he was out was he had a high bond, and then it was reduced because they were demanding that he go to trial, and they didn't have the resources to try him right away. So there was a perfect storm of situations here. The other thing I want to say is sometimes it's not the bail problem. Sometimes it's the charge problem. And I'm looking at his charges. This one that was recent was he took his car and he tried to run over who was his former girlfriend, I guess. And that was charges like domestic violence. And, you know, to me, that's attempted murder. So had it been charged as something like that, then he certainly wouldn't have had such a low bond. So maybe it's not an issue of bond rather than issue of he should have been charged with something more serious.
He has two open court felony cases in Milwaukee County, also an outstanding warrant in Nevada. I guess 2016, police there say they arrested him. He failed to obey sex offender laws. He posted bail, but he failed to appear in court. You're right. He just kind of slipped through all the cracks, didn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, I hate to say this, but there are a lot of people who have a whole life of criminal behavior, and it's amazing how they get out and they go back in and they do okay, and then they do it again. I mean, this guy had illegal guns, he had drugs, he was like an all-around criminal. And the idea that he wasn't dangerous, I mean, part of the reason that one of the things you consider as a judge for bail purposes is dangerousness, the past criminal record. You have ties to the community, fled before. And here's a guy who fled several times. So, you know, that he just was not treated the way he should have been.
He's been charged with crimes 10 times since 1999. And what about this $1,000 bail that was recommended by prosecutors and accepted by the court commissioner recently?
I don't understand. You know, $1,000 bond for trying to run someone over with a car, that just seems like a low bond. I mean, you don't have to be a lawyer to see that. And I just think, again, he had been charged properly, I think this would have had a red flag for the judge that this would have been a much higher bail. But again, you know, we see these all the time, don't we? I mean, we see people commit horrible crimes and you look at their history and you think, why are they back on the street? And it's just part of the system.
One more thing, Karen. What's this about the $2 million bail that was posted after his arrest? And Rittenhouse's attorneys filed a motion shortly after the verdict arguing that that money should be given to him because it was raised on his behalf? What's that all about?
Yeah, everyone's fighting about that $2 million. And it's really confusing because his Rittenhouse's former lawyer was the one who actually holds the receipt, meaning he was the one who actually posted it, so it should probably go back to him. But he's no longer lawyer or associated with Rittenhouse, so and that lawyer said, I don't want the money, but the organization who raised it is saying, well, we just sort of donated it, but we want it back. Again, this is all going to be a matter of contract law. Was there a contract between Rittenhouse and this organization for the money to be returned, or was that money a donation to Rittenhouse, and will it go to him? And I'm sure there's going to be years of litigation on this one.
Karen Conti, thanks for making a little time for us this morning to talk about this. Karen, you have a good Thanksgiving.
To you, too.